And now let us pray for the Church of God and for all people according to their needs. Gracious Lord, we give you thanks for the gift of the Holy Scriptures, both law and gospel, in which we see our sin and see also your love in our Savior. As Christ is true prophet and Savior of this world, give us faith to continue to hear his voice and find comfort in his work and his salvation. Bless the sharing of the word and raise faithful servants who will share your commands and the forgiveness that comes through Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Ever giving Lord, grant continued faith by your Holy Spirit through the hearing of your word, that we may be fed and nourished. Produce in us good fruit for the sake of selves and others, that we not cause others to stumble, but to walk firmly in your ways. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All-powerful Lord, at whose word and authority even unclean and evil spirits submit and obey, hinder the work of Satan in our lives, that your kingdom and victory be known to all. Give your peace and presence to those who suffer any affliction. Lord, today we uplift those special needs in our congregation. For Audrey Bond, also for the family of George Benton as they mourn his recent death. Also for the Croy family as Malcolm, Michelle's father, lives his final days. For Rob Schultz, Steve, Carla, Jerry, those who are mourning the death of Terry Davis, Sheldon, Addie, Kathy, Craig, Dottie, Kathy, the Motlock family, and as they continue to care for Bailey, their dog, for Steve, Janine, Bob, Melody and Brad, Jonathan, Chris and her family, Barry and Betty, Tom and Donna, Joe and Caroline, Holly, Chuck, Dylan, Haley, and Kai. Enable us to be a blessing to those in their time of need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of your Son, Jesus our Lord.
Amen.